Yesterday we started by discussing there are three aspects to the dinim of nida. One is that the dam is an avatuma. Secondly, that the woman is an avatuma. And thirdly, that the isha is asur labayla. So we're going to be concentrating on the isha asur labayla, but it's relevant to know the other dinim as well. So the Gemara has, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim that appears a few times in the Masechta. Regarding the dam hanida, is it possible for the dam hanida to be an av hatuma even if there was no riya? In order for the woman to become an av hatuma, in order for the woman to become asura l'bayla, you have to have a riyas dam. Riyas dam means the dam goes from the bayis hapnimi into the bayis hachitzon. That's how the Gemara says on Nun Zayin on the base, the first daf here in Perek HaRoya Kesem. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk Isha ki yosef zog doma biv sara. The Gemara says the dam didn't even leave her body yet. It's mentame b'bifnim b'chutz. Even though the dam is still inside the besar haguf, once the dam goes from the bayis hapnim into the bayis hachitzon, that's already tome. That's a question. What's the definition? Where's the cutoff line? Where is the bayis hapnim? Where's the bayis hachitzon? That's a major question. Rabbi Tendler published a little sefer in English. So he has a diagram, and he says the pashup shot is that the cutoff point between the bayis hapnim and bayis hachitzon is the cervix. When the dam goes outside of the cervix, that's called the bayis hachitzon. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote a long tshuva, Halacha L'maaseh, there used to be a publication, Noam. I don't know if they're still in business in Eretz Yisrael. I think Rabbi Mendel Kasher used to print it. So he passed away a long time ago. I think it was discontinued. So I think in Aleph, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Volume Aleph, Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote a long tshuva lohakel about a woman who has difficulty becoming tahara labayla. What possible aitzes can we give? The woman's going to have to get divorced. So he, part of the tshuva has to be mevara. Where's the bayis hapnimi? Where's the bayis hachitzon? So he writes that he's not so convinced that that's the cutoff point. That when the dam goes outside of the cervix, that's already considered bayis hachitzon. He thinks maybe it's deeper in. Maybe it's further in. Maybe it's somewhere, he doesn't know what it's supposed to correspond to, maybe somewhere inside, deeper in, past the cervix, maybe there's some cutoff point over there. So that is the question, what does this mean? Bivsara, the Gemara says, that is metame, shemetame bifnim ki bachutz, as long as the dam went from the bayis hapnimi into the bayis hachitzon, she's tmeya. Where exactly is the bayis hachitzon? Where's the cutoff point between the bayis hapnimi and the bayis hachitzon? So in order to be called the Riyas Dam, indeed the Dam should be Dam in Amokar. That's number one. Where was that? That was earlier. That's Mishnayis earlier. Here on Yud Zayin on the base, the Mishnah has Moshal Moshal Chachamim Bishached of Aprozda Vehoaliyah. So the Mishnah says that only Dam in Amokar is Mitameh. If it's not Mitameh, it's not Mitameh. So that's the Tosfos on that Mishnah. Dibra Maskal Dam Hoaliyah raises the question, where in the world did the Tanoim get that from? How do they know it has to be Davke Dam and Amok? So Tosis is guessing. One Pasuk, another Pasuk, that's what we were discussing yesterday. The Chazanish writes in his Sefer, Adava Pashut, what's the definition of Dam and Amok from the Chela Kasvogi inside? Means from the endometrial lining. What if they did a total hysterectomy? They took out the whole lining. Mamas, there's nothing there. And Dam is coming out anyway. So the Dam is not from the Chela Kasvogi. Would that be considered Dam and Amokah? So the Pashtus is certainly not. There's nothing to discuss. So that was the whole hullabaloo. There were those who, the Minchas Yitzchak and others, wanted to suggest, perhaps based on this Tosfos, then in such a case, that's the Dam, which she doesn't have any lining, so maybe the Dam that comes out, that's the Dam with the Hey Haidia. Inami, Domak Siv, Mokum Shimitzim, Bo Harbi Domim, Vali Aleka Ela Minechot. So maybe if she doesn't have the lining, she has something else, maybe that's considered Dam and Amok. Pashta says that it certainly isn't. There used to be a Rav who passed away from the Eidach Haredes, Brinsdorfer. He just died a year or two ago. Last year he died. So he has tshuvas that not everybody agrees to. He has questionable tshuvas. But one tshuva is very good. This tshuva on this, he's Mekel. He says if there's no lining, so there's no Dam and Amok. It takes many, many pages to explain. It should have been one sentence. There isn't. You don't need so much philosophy over here. So in order to be considered a riyah, has to be number one, has to be dam in amokar, has to be going from the bayis hapnimi into the bayis hachitzon. We're not sure exactly what the bayis hachitzon is, and then has to be a maradam. That's the Mishnah Yud Tesem and Aleph. Mikra din, the Mishnah says only chamisha damim tamei b'isha, only five colors are tamei. And then the Rishonim say, based on the Gemara already, we're not so bucky to know. We're not so bucky that's on chof on the base. We're not such already in the days of the Amorim, not everybody's so bucky to know which mare Adam is tamei, which mare Adam is tohar. Based on the Mishnah, there are many maras of Adam that are going to be tohar. So the Rishonim say we're machma anything that's not a lad mumis. That's also a question. What does it mean, not a lad mumis? So they told me that there used to be a Rabbi Brown, the one who wrote the Shomer HaMasyon of Halacha. So he used to live in Brownsville, they told me. So he told me that he held that it's only not a lad mumis if it's red like a fire engine. Anything less than that, he would be maker. That's not the generally accepted opinion. Red like a fire engine. We assume that many other shades of red are also considered not a lad mumis. Okay. Dama Yorik was a machlekes hatanoim. Akavya b'mahalal metame. That's Mishnayis in Adius. Akavya. Akavya b'mahalal holds a dam hayorik is also metame, and his opinion was never accepted. And they offered him, they wanted to appoint him as the chief rabbi, the Nasi HaSanhedrin, but they can't have him as the chief rabbi if they're going to keep on insisting that dam hayorik is metame. That opinion was not accepted. So he says, I can't take the job, I can't back down from my shita. I have a tradition that Dama Yorik is Matamis. He never became the chief rabbi.
What color is Yorik?
That's the question, what color is Yorik? So he once had a guest lecturer here in the yeshiva who assumed that Dama Yorik is green, and he was explaining how is that physically possible, medically, biologically, how is it possible to have green blood? Rabbi Soloveitchik heard about it, that he was speaking, this was a rabbi, so Rabbi Soloveitchik heard about it, that he was explaining how it's possible to have green, so he got very upset, so he said that that's utterly ridiculous. The Tesis explains in Brachas and in other places that Yorik means brown or yellow, and Yorik Kikarsi is green. When you want to say green, that's called Yorik Kikarsi, is grass. Green like grass, that's green. But when you say Yorik, Yorik either means brown or yellow. So we paskan Adama Yorik is tohar. The Chochmas Adam has, for those who are litrakis, so they follow the Chochmas Adam like the Bible. So the Chochmas Adam has chumras for litrakis and hefsek tare. Sometimes Yemachma, these kind of things. Rav Moshe has in his Chuvis all kinds of chumras based on the Chochmas Adam. Most people are not, I'm not a Litvak, most people are not so such Gishvarin a Litvakis anymore, so they don't always follow the Chochmas Adam like the Bible. So we follow the Ikar Adin, that brown and yellow is Tohar. Even my Hefsek Tara and even my Shiva Nikim. Fine. So in order for Anisha to be Tamei, or she should become an Avatum, she should be Asura Labaila, you need a Riyaz Dam. The Dam should be Dam and Amokar. And it should go menabais apnimi labais achitzam, whatever that means. And it should have a maratome. We mach anything not a lad mumis. The Gemara has. What if the woman died and the dam comes out after she dies? That's an ayin aleph amud aleph. A mishnah huishish amesa. The woman died. So amesa has a tumas mace. Okay, huishish amesa v'yotzim menor v'yis dam. The dam comes out after she died. So the Gemara says, the first piece of Gemara after that Nishna, Ayin Aleph and Aleph, that's a Machloikes Satanayim, whether that Dam would be considered an Avhat, if you ever review his Dam and Ames is Metame. Okay? The Dam Sheneka Lach Amisa. So review his Dam and Ames is Metame like Ames. What if you have less than a review Dam? Would that be Metame, the Taurus Avhatuma of Damanida? Damanida is an Avhatuma. So the Gemara says, that's a Machloikes Satanayim. What's the Machloikes? You can't call it a revia. You can't call it a ria if the dam comes out lachamisa. There's no ria then. The woman doesn't become an avatuma. She's an aviyavais atuma. She's a grandmother. Okay, she's a grandmother, but she's not an avatuma mitam nida. So that's the machlokes satanoim. If you have dam in amoka that came out shaloi b'derech ria, would that be metame or not? So it says here, makam makam metame, that's one makhlik. Ayin aleph and medaleph, and it says, le'el tezayin o medaleph. Take a look, tezayin o medaleph. It appears a few times in the Masil. And tezayin o medaleph, the Gemara has about 10-15 lines from the bottom of the Yomud. So the Gemara quotes a brisa, but it is an obscure makhlik, is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's a father and a son. Rebbe often disagrees with his father. In Shulchan Aruch, they say in Hilchas Kibud Av Yeim, you're not allowed to disagree with your father. It's a violation of Moira Av. Kibud Av is Kibud and Moira. So Kibud is to give physical service to the father. Machila, Mashkeya, Manila, Machitza. You give him a ride, you carry his luggage. You physically take care. And Moira is what we usually call Kovet. Moira Aviyem is to have respect for your parents. It says, Ein Echoy Lekolov. You're not allowed to argue with your father. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, but if the father and the son are both Talmid HaChachamim, and the son disagrees with the father, Halacha L'maaseh, he's permitted and obligated to express his honest to goodness opinion, to say that he doesn't agree with his father. My father tells me, based on his rheumatism, he knows it's going to snow today. So I said, Daddy, it's not going to snow. On the news, they said, it's not going to snow today. He keeps on insisting it's going to snow. So don't argue with him. Don't argue with him. It's not Nagel Lalocha anyway. But whenever it is Nagel Lalocha, then the din of Osalach Lekalovev doesn't apply. So they bring the Rai and Shulchan Aruch from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They're always disagreeing. Rabbi was the son of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They're always disagreeing. So here there's a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel braisa. It's unclear what they're fighting about. Haroya dam achmas mako. What's the issue? So first the Gemara gives one shot, some kind of a machlokes about vestas there. I said the Rabban, we'll have to get to that. We didn't learn that yet. And then the Gemara says another pshat. Amar Avina Lord, the Kuli Alma is not a machlokes about vestas. Machlokes makam kametamikam mifligi. What's the shaila? There is a mako that causes dam to come out from the mokor. So that's not called a riyah. If the dam comes out because of a mako, let's say the doctor inserts an instrument and he scrapes out dam. He scraped out dam, that's not called a riyah's dam. The riyah's dam if it comes out naturally. So just like if the doctor scrapes out dam, that's not called a riyah. So if there's a mako that causes the dam to come out, it's also not called a riyah. But it is dam in a mokor. So the Gemara says that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether makom mekam etami or not. What's the shaila? Whether there is din that the dam is an av hatume. The dam is metame like an av hatume. Is that a function of a riya? Whenever there's a riya's dam, and the woman becomes a nida labaila, the woman becomes an av hatume. She's a nida. So then the dam is also called dam anida. No, dam anida can exist even without a riya. That's the second machlokes. Then the Gemara has. It's in a few more places. Let's see. Chavbeis, I think that's a mistake. I think it's Chavbeis on an Aleph. Chavbeis on an Aleph is another case, complicated. Okay, we'll learn that some other time. That's Nagil Aloch. What's the other one? Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph on a base. Oh, Mem Aleph on a base is another case. A woman has a. Perik Yetzi Deifin begins on Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The din is that a Yoledes, the only dinim are relevant for Halacha, the din is that a Yoledes becomes Temeya. Kimei Nidas Devaisa Titma. The Yoledes becomes Temeya, and she becomes Asura Baila just like a Nida. There's a difference between a Nida and a Zava, so the Pasuk says the Yoledes becomes like a Nida, not like a Zava. Kimei Nidas Devaisa Titma, she becomes like a Nida. If she's Yoledes Zachar, so the she's Tamei 7 days and Dam Tohar for 33 days. We're going to have to learn what that means. Even if she has Riyaz Dam in the 33 days, she's Tohira Min HaTohira. And if she's Yoledes Nekeva, then everything is double. So then she's Tamei for 14 days, and then she the next 66 days is a Din of Dam Tohar. Even if she has a Riyaz Dam, that should have been Metamei her. So the Pasuk says, on the level of the rice at least, as much as that we don't use that Kula, but on the level of the rice, that's a Din of Dam Tohar. So what's the din? That's if the woman has a baby. What's the din if the woman has a cesarean delivery? So the baby was a yotzei dafen. It wasn't. It didn't come out the natural way. Or even if it did come out, that's what a lot of recent posts can point out. Yotzei dafen doesn't necessarily mean that they cut the body over here and they took the baby out and it didn't come out derech harechem. Even if it came out derech harechem, sometimes also yotzei dafen. Let's say the woman is having a difficult delivery and the doctor cuts on the both sides. They usually do cut in order that the baby shouldn't rip her apart. So they cut a little bit on the sides. And then let's say the doctor puts his hand in and he takes out the baby. The rechem didn't push out the baby. So the poskim say that that's also considered yotzei dafen. Yotzei dafen is whenever the rechem didn't push out the baby, that has the status of Yetzir Deifin. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, whether the parshan in Tazria applies. Does she have the din of Yimei Tumah v'Yimei Tohar? So we paskin, though, she doesn't have the din of Yimei Tumah v'Yimei Tohar, and she's not chayev as bekorban. Every time a woman has a baby, my wife gave birth to 9 babies, so when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, she'll be obligated to bring 9 sets of korbanos of Yoledes. If she would have had twins, so it's cheaper by the dozen. If you have twins, you get away with 1 set of korbanos. But if you had nine different babies, you have to bring nine different sets of karbanos. The Gemara said, Pasuk says that a woman who's a yoledes has, even after she goes to the mikveh, after the 7 days and the 33 days, even after she goes to the mikveh, she's still considered tumea, that's called a mechusi kippurim. She still has a certain degree of tuma until she brings the carbon. Then again, to what is she tumea? Once she brings the carbon yoledes, that removes the complete, that's the completion of the tahara process. When you get to what is she mechuseres kippurim, mechusi kippurim. When you get to what is she tamei, when you get she's not permitted to eat karbanos, she's not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. As the Mishnah increases, as the Perek increases, haba mechusir kaparim. Who are the mechusir kaparim? So one is the zav, zava, yoledes, and mitzora. These are the four people in Chumash that even after they go to the mikveh, they're tahor, and they're going to touch truma, they won't be metami, they're permitted to eat truma, but they're not allowed to eat kachem, and not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So these are the abo mechusir kapar. So the Gemara says there increases, let's say the woman had nine babies, and they build the Beis HaMikdash, and she has to bring nine sets of karbonas, and she doesn't have time to bring all the nine sets of karbonas, and one day, so she brings the first set of karbonas, so that already removes all the tuma. Bashar aleh chayva, she's mechiv to bring the other eight sets of karbonas, but she already is tahira legamri. Let's say a person went to a funeral. He became Tommy Mace. Then he goes next week another funeral. Next month another funeral. He went to 100 funerals. And then Mashiach comes and they make paradume and they're going to be mazeh shlishi shvi with paradume water. So because I went, because I became Tommy Mace 100 times, I went to 100, I need 100 times hazor shlishi shvi. Let's say I touched a dead sheretz. I touched a lot of dead shrots. 100 dead shrots. They have to be tovel in the mikveh 100 times. There are 100 reasons why I'm tummy. I go to the mikveh once, I become tahor. So the same thing the Gemara says, I came in contact with 100 different mason. They give me hazor shlishi shvi, I go to the mikveh, I become tahor. You don't need 100 times. So the same, the yoledes, if she gave birth to 9 babies, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so she's obligated, there's a mitzvah to bring the set of karbonos for each child. But the Mishnah says it increases. Once she brings the first set of karbanos, she's tahira. She's permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, let's say. She wants to eat Korban Pesach. She's permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. V'hashar aleh chayva. The rest, the other eight sets of karbanos, the mitzvah that she should bring. So the Pasuk says that that's how we, there's a machlek of Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether Yotze Dofen has a din like laid or not. So we pasken not. That's the first Mishnah, Memamel. First Mishnah in Perek Yotze Dofen. So we paskin that the Yotze Dofen is not called the Leida. Not only if they cut open over here and they took the baby out, didn't come out Derech HaRechem, even if it came out Derech HaRechem. But the Rechem didn't push out the baby, the doctors took out the baby. That's what the paskin discussed. What if they used forceps to take out the baby? So most of the paskin all point out, from 100 years ago, they say the doctor doesn't put the forceps all the way inside the Rechem. After this Yotze Rosho, after the baby already pushed his head out, he's already Dina Kiyolud. Then they use the forceps to straighten out the baby, and it should be a smoother way of coming out. So he's ready, yolud. If they would put in the forceps, or if he puts his hand in, sometimes the delivery is so complicated, it's so messy, he just cuts the woman open on both sides, and he puts his hands in, and he takes out the baby. So the post can say that has the same status as the Yetzi Deifen.
There's no
pidyon haben, right? Yetzi Deifen, there's no pidyon haben, even according to Reb Shimon, yeah. Not only that, the din is in Masechah Shabbos and Perek HaBlez and the Mili have all the dinim of Bris Mila. So the Gemara has there Machlekes HaMaraim. What's the din by a Yotze Dofen, whether the Mila is Deicha Shabbos or not? Is it Nima Lishmini or not? If it's Nima Lishmini, then it's Deicha Shabbos. If he can do the Bris the same day, then it's not Deicha Shabbos. So Misafik, we paskin that a Yotze Dofen, it's a Machlekes HaMaraim, so Misafik we paskin. You go to Chum in both directions. If he had a Yetzir Dofen, you shouldn't perform the bris till the eighth day. But if the cesarean was done on Shabbos, then you're not Decha Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday because it's a Machlekes HaMaraim and it's a Sveikah Adina, how to fast him. But Yetzir Dofen, Alpi Pashtus, means the Rechem didn't put a shot the baby. Rav Henkin had a funny psak years ago before Rav Moshe came on the scene. So the big posik in New York was Rav Henkin. So he had a psak that was not really accepted. He had a psak, if they induced labor by injecting a chemical into the woman's body, so that's called the Yotze Dofen, even though it's born naturally, that's called the Yotze Dofen, and the bris is not Decha Shabbos. So that's not the accepted opinion. We assume if you if you induce labor, you injected a chemical into the woman, and then that got the rechem to push out the baby. So everything that's a regular labor, that's not considered yetzidah. The Rabbinical Council of America recently, up to a couple of years ago, 10, 20 years ago, published a new madrich, I think, for Rabbanim. There used to be a little book on madrich, how to perform a funeral and how to perform a wedding and whatever a rabbi has to know. So they had for a bris, so the rabbi who was in charge of putting out the madrich decided he's going to put in the psak of Rabbanim, which is not the accepted psak. Nobody holds like that today. If you have induced labor, that's not considered yetzidah, unless b'shas labor, it was a yetzidah. So what's the din if you have, let's say, the baby is a yetzidah, so the woman does not become tumeah. She doesn't have yimei tumah v'yimei tara. We pass like the Tanakhama. So what about the dam? When a baby is born, you have a whole bucket full of dam. The Gemara talks about Rashi and Chumash quotes the Gemara Kriya and talks theoretically about Lady Yaveshta. Theoretically, a woman gave birth to a baby absolutely dry. Yavish, there's no dam at all. Even a lady of Eshta, the pasuk says, she's tamei for 7 or 14 days. It never happens in Metzias. There's a ton of dam that comes out. There's a bucket full of dam that comes out. So the woman is always going to be a nida anyway. But what happens if they cut the woman open over here, they took out the baby, and there's a bucket of dam. The dam is min amokar, fine. The baby is attached to the mokar. So when you take out the baby, it's full of dam min amokar all over the place. But there was no riyah. There was no Riyah's dam. So is that dam and amokah? Is that metame or not? It's dam and amokah, but there was no Riyah. That's like dam that comes out lahamisa. So the Gemara has, what did they say? Mem Aleph on the base. So the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base has this Machlekes Satanaim. Here, four lines from the top. Some kind of an obscure Machlekes Satanaim. We don't know what they're fighting about. So the Gemara says, they cut the woman's body open over here, they took out the baby, and the baby is full of dam on the outside. It's dam and amokar, but it didn't come out derech riyah at all. It didn't go from the bais hapanim into the bais hachitzon. They cut her open, it came a different location. So that's a machlekes satanon, yeah. So how do we paskin? So that's my nafkamina. How do we paskin? We're learning every day. We're not learning Tumah V'Tarsa. The Rebbe Yehuda says no. It's very relevant. It's important to know. It explains a lot of deal. So he says, you look in the Ramam paskins makam b'kamei tomei. The only thing is we mentioned yesterday that the Sidrei Tara has a stir in the Ramam. Every Gemara that the Gemara says it's an isha makam b'kamei tomei. What was the other one? I forgot already. On Tezayin Amanav they gave another mar makam. Every case the Rambam always passes Malkam Mekame Tomei, except for one case there's a stira. There's over here. Damako, the same that was repeated from Tezayin. The Isha has a Mako, so the Dam is Menamokar, but it came out Derech Mako. Let's say the doctor inserts an instrument and he scrapes out Dam. So the woman does not become a nida min haTorah. I mean, the Rabbanah shall become a nida. We'll have to learn. Min haTorah, she doesn't become a nida. That's not called a riyah. If the riyah's dam is caused by scraping something out, there's no riyah. But is the dam an av hatumah? So that's the machlokes satanaim. Whether makom mekamei tomei, makom mekamei tomei. So the Rambam always paskins makom mekamei tomei, except for dam mako. So this is the chapela. That's what the Sidrei Tara sastir in the Rambam. So we mentioned yesterday, the Rav Gotshava says, the two different kinds of dam mako. What does it mean, dam mako? The dam min hamakor. Let's go back a little bit. What's the definition? What does it mean? What do the words mean? Makam mekayim etomei. So the Tosfos on Tezayin Amud Aleph has a comment on this. Dibar maska makam mekayim etomei. So Tosfos says it breaks all the rules. It must be Allah al Moshe Sinai. We don't understand how it works. It breaks all the rules. Tosfos understood the Gemara literally. The mocker, like a dead body, is an Avi Avos HaTumah. So someone touches a dead body, he becomes an Av HaTumah. So Tosfos understood that the Dam Hanida is an Av HaTumah because it's touching something which is an Avi Avos HaTumah. What's the Avi Avos HaTumah? The woman is alive. The mocker is an Avi Avos HaTumah and the Dam is touching. So Tosfos says, wait a minute, but the dam is touching, that's all the way inside, that's Beis HaStorim. It's worse than Beis HaStorm, it's Balua. There's a din on Beis HaStorm, there's a din, Balua is even less than Beis HaStorm. So Tosfos Frek Takashi, what kind of maga Tosfos understood? The dam is Mekabel Tumah, Mokka Mekoy Metomah, the Mokka is an Adi Avois HaTumah, and the dam is touching it. So Tosfos throws the hands up, and then Tosfos says, in order for dam is a mashka that's Mekabel Tumah, you have to have a Revi'is dam. How come over here even less than a Revi'is dam is also Mekabel Tumah? Must be the whole thing is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. That's how Tosfos understood. And according to Tosfos, even if you have a mashke that, let's say, some other, what's the word, not liquid, some other, the different mashkos coming out of the body.
Fluids.
Let's say there'll be some other fluid that'll touch the mocker. So Tosfos says it doesn't make a difference. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. Mocker sheizir shtei tipe margolius. Tosfos quotes the Gemara mem aleph on the base. Means that the fluid that comes out and it's clear like water, it's clear like water, it's still going to be tamei. It doesn't have to be dam. It's not dam in a mocker. So Tosfos is learning in Gantz in a different shot. So the Achrayim say the Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. The Rambam doesn't hold this halacha. Moshim says it's psukim and chumish. There are three psukim. The woman is an avatuma, the dam is an avatuma, and the woman is asura baila. For the woman to become an avatuma, for the woman to become asura baila, you need a riya. And a riya means a whole definition, a whole bunch of things. The only clear is, what about the third pasuk that says that the dam is an avatuma? Of course it has to be dam. Hizir shtei tipe margolis, if it's clear like water, it's not dam. It has to be a mara dam, it has to be a mara admumis. If it's not a mara admumis, it's not dam. The only shayla is dam hanido, is dam in amokar from the chelik asfogif and the endometrial lining. Is that an avatuma only if it came out derech riya? Oh, no, it doesn't have to have a riya. So the Rambam paskins makom mekam etomei, the way we were explaining. So then there'll be two different kinds of dam mako. The Rambam writes dam mako is not an avatuma. He's talking the woman has a mako and the dam is not from the lining. There's a mako that the flesh is bleeding. And then the Gemara talks about a mako means if the woman has a mako that causes the dam and a mako to come out. It's not that the dam came out naturally. There's some kind of infection inside. There's a maka chreis, a different organ inside has some kind of infection and causes the dam to come out min amokar. So if it's dam min amokar that didn't come out derech riya, then the Gemara is right that's totally in maka mekam tamei. The Rambam would say that's tamei also. The Rambam writes the dam amaka is tohor. It means it's not dam min amokar. There's a maka inside. The markets, if it's not from the lining, so that's not even dama nida at all. That's the Rambam sheet. So why does the Nerei Yehuda insist that it's so important to know this sugya? What's so important about this? So he says this explains at least two dinim in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see. In Kuf Pei Zayin, those who have the old Yerides, in Simin Kuf Pei Zayin and Yerides, Kuf Pei Zayin. The theme of Kuf Pei Zayin is Isha Haraya Dam Achmas Tashmish. A woman has Tashmish with her husband, and every time she has Tashmish, she's going to have Dam. So they got to get divorced. Rather than get divorced, let her go see a doctor. The doctor will straighten out the mess. There was one student in Yeshiva that had such a problem. His mother-in-law, when she was pregnant with his wife, was taking thalidomide or something. Some kind of a drug that wasn't 100% checked out before the women used it. So because she took this funny drug, so when she had a baby daughter, so this baby daughter was one of the 87 women in the whole wide world that had this strange phenomenon that she had a lining not only inside the rechem, the lining went all the way out past the cervix, all the way out. So every time the husband had tashmish with his wife, he was rubbing against the lining and it was causing dam. So strictly speaking, that's from the Chelek Asfogi, but it didn't come from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitza. But go prove where it's coming from. So at this, I think he was married to his wife for a year and a half. So twice they were together and they went to the hospital that night and they looked inside her and they said, the dam is only coming from the outside, it's not coming from the inside. But how can you lead a life like that? Every time he's going to be with his wife, he has to go to the hospital. They should look inside to see where the dam is coming out. The end of the story, he had to get divorced. Okay. But it's very rare. It's Haroya Dam Achmas Tashmish. is an abnormal thing, you go to the doctor. That's what the Gemara says. You go to a doctor, you have the doctor straighten it out. So the Gemara, we're going to have to learn the din. So once in a yovel it comes up. So the Ramah has on page Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, if you have a svek sveke, then you mata the isha. This is what we spoke about. Isn't it a davish yeshal matirin? We just spoke yesterday about svek svekes. On the bottom of the page, they quote that kasha from the tzlach in the beginning of Pesachim. The Ramah, this is the Ramah in Kuf Pei Zayin. Where is it? Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei. For those that have a different pagination. So in Sif Hei, the Ramah says if a nida has a svek sveke, whether she became a nida or not. Not a sex faker going to mikveh a day earlier. Here's a sex faker whether she ever became a nida, whether she ever has to go to mikveh at all. So the Ramah says Yemekel. So the Mishlam Melech picked up on this Ramah. He says those Ashkenazic rabbis, the Ramah, they say beferish, the Ashkenazim write in their commentary that the sex faker is even good by Nisa Kores. So he raised the whole issue. Maybe sex faker is only muta by Nisa La. Maybe by Nisa Kores doesn't go. Because in Issa Koris, according to that Girsa Nekesa Mishnah, a Sveka Deraisa Lechumra, maybe the whole Kulav Sveka is based on the way the Prima Gadim said, because it's a Sveka Derabbanon. Okay, so that's number one. The Ramos says Beferish, that Sveka Lukula, even when they get to an Issa Koris, even in Nida. Then number two, this is the Kasha from the Tzlach that the Achrayim discuss. Isn't it a Dovah Sheish Lamatirah? The Ramos, in the end of Kufyud, and Sima Kufyud, had two opinions from the Rishonim. From the beginning of Beitza, are you Mekel and a Svek Sveka B'Dovah Sheish L'Matirin? Sveka, the Rabbanu L'Kula, does not apply to Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. So should be assumed that Svek Sveka is a better Hefer, it's a better Kula. So even by Dovah Sheish L'Matirin, you can be Mekel or not. So they ask over here, the Ramah recommends over there in Kuf Yud, you should be Machmer B'Svek Sveka B'Dovah Sheish L'Matirin, unless it's a big Shas Adchak, a Hefzid Godel. Here isn't the need a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. Let her go, let her wait a week and go to the Mikvah Afartik. So that's what they quote from the Tzlach. No, that's not a Dovah Sheish Matirin. Dovah Sheish Matirin is if you have a bait, so you can only eat it once. So you can eat it today, or you can eat it tomorrow. So Rashi says, Asha Tachlana Misa, Tachlana Beheta. The one achila that you can have on the bait, so eat it tomorrow. Wait till after Havdalah, wait till after Yom Tov Zov, it'll be Yoshayla. But over here, what do you mean tell a man he should wait a week and tell his wife to go to Mikveh? He wants to have Tashmish today, tomorrow, the other day. Next week he wants to have Tashmish with his wife also. That's not called the Dovah Sheish Matirin. Today's Tashmish is not a Dovah Sheish Matirin. So that's, this Ramah is important for other things. But what did the Ramah say? What was the Svek Sveka? So the Ramah writes this, if a woman has a Svek Sveka, today you don't have these Svek Sveka. You go to a doctor, the doctor will tell you where the Dam is coming from. The poskim discuss to what extent do the doctors have namonis. Let's say a goyish doctor, a nochri doesn't have namonis. The Mishnah says mchoris and daf chavtes achosher al adav al adona v'lo miidoi. Only a Jew has namonis on kashrus, a Jew who observes the laws of kashrus. If the person is not Jewish or he is Jewish, he doesn't observe the laws of kashrus, so he doesn't have namonis on kashrus. So a nochri doesn't observe the laws of taras hamishpachas, he doesn't have namonis. So let's say there's a Jewish doctor who's not observant. So strictly speaking, he doesn't have namonis on telling us hilchas nida. So that's what the poskim discuss here in the Tishchei Tshuvah of Katan Lamed. They have a whole discussion in Achrayim to what extent do the doctors have namonis. And over here, it's a bigger question: to what extent so the Chasam Sofer has a loshin l'che'ein over libo sham? Does the doctor see what's going on in there? The doctor's just saying over medical knowledge, medical information about what could be. A lot of times he does see what's going on there. So this fake sake may not apply to Zman Hazeh. A lot of times the doctor will look and tell you exactly what's going on. And many people say the doctors do have them on this. But it may not apply, but what did the Ramah say? So the Ramah has a situation, the woman doesn't know what the story is with the dam that's coming out. She had tashmish with her husband, she has roi dam achmi tashmish, but there's a sex fake. It could be the dam is minat dodim. If it's minat dodim, it's not dam in amakar. And even if it's dam in amakar, it could be that there's a makar. So the Gilya Marshaw, Shlomo Eger has a horror on the side. He says, look in the Tshuvas Nadav Yehuda. He gives you two makoras, one is Yeridaya, one is Tinyona, Madura Tinyona. The Nadav Yehuda discusses this Svek Sveka. Is this a legitimate Svek Sveka? One of the klolim of Svek Sveka that we discussed yesterday was that the Tosis wrote in Ksubas, the Avtesam and Aleph, it only has the status of Svek Sveka if it's Mishnei Shemes. If the Svek Sveka is all Mishnei Mechad, it boils down to one question. So that's not called a sex sefer. So Tosfos had a daring ksubis on the Daftesim and Aleph in the following way. The din is if woman is not married to a kohen. Woman is married to a kohen, even she's nensa, she's asur al baila. That's a zayin asur al baila. Woman is not married to a kohen, so she's only asur al baila if she's a soitav, she's mezana beratzen. Lo nispasa is muteris. If she was nensa, she's muteris. So there are two oifanim of being lo nispasa. So one is she was nensa, tachas baila. Another one is if she was a ktana, she's before the age of 12, so the Gemara has a din pita ktana oinesu. Even if she's mezana beratzen, since a ktana is alpidin labazdas, she can be the biggest genius in the world, but Halacha declares that a ktana is a labazdas. So the way it says in the Gemara, in the Babli, is that pita ktana oinesu, she doesn't become asur al baila. The Rambam doesn't paskin. The Rambam paskin is like the Rishalmi against the Babli. And they ask the Kasha why, but the Gemara says pita ktana oinesu. The Rambam has a Yerushalmi that even a ktana shezinsa will become asur al baila. But in the Gemara it says a ktana shezinsa is materis. So Tosfos says, what if a man married a girl? The Gemara says he was mekadesh the girl on yidei aviyah pusim im bashal v'shanim yemechon. And then he, by the time he gets to have nisuin, is 15 years later. Now she's already 18 years old, 19 years old. He did erisin when she was 2. He wanted to marry this man's daughter. He did everything when the girl was 2. He was 13, and the girl is 2 years old, 11 years difference. And then when the girl finally is 19 years old, so he does the nisun, he marries her. And then the guy claims that Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, the woman must have been zinsa or something, because she doesn't have a Pesach Tzoker. And the woman says he doesn't know what he's talking about, she was never Mizana, she was never Nivola. And he claims that's true. So Shagan Nafshech Haticha Disur. So what do you do with that? So the Gemara says, since he was Mekadosher, Chusim Bachal Vashanim Yamechot, so she was Vadai, he claims, Shabi Anafshi, he claims that she's a Ba'ula, and the Ba'ula was clearly after 3. If it would have been before the age of 3, so it would have been Sulei Chosim. So it was after the age of 3. After the age of 3, she was an Eshu Sish the whole time. So there's only Chat Sofik, whether Ba'inus or Beratzon. So Chat Sofik, the Rai said, Luchom, she's Asura Labaila because of the Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Disur. Fine, that's what it says in the Gemara. So Tyson says, why is it Chat Sofik? It's Trace Fakers. Maybe she was Nensa. And even if she was Zana Beratzon, maybe she was Zana before she became a Bas Mitzvah. And Pita Ktana Anisu, so she's Moteris. So Tyson said that doesn't qualify to be considered as Fakes Faker because it all boils down to the same Sofik. Is it Beyonis or Beratzon? Pita Ktana Anisu is another kind of Anis. But bottom line, there's one Sofik, Shem Echad, whether it's Beyonis or Beratzon. So that's what the Nadi Behuda is bothered with Akasha over here. Isn't the Sfeks fake of the Ramah, Shem Echad? The Sfeks fake is maybe the Dam is Minat Zdodim and maybe the Dam is Dam Makam. There's only one Sofik. Is it Dam Anida? Is it not Dam Anida? Is it Dam Anida that asks Labailo? Is it not Dam Anida that asks Labailo? So where do you have Shnei Shemus over here? So the Nadi Behuda says if the Din would have been Makam Akaim Tahar, it would have been Shem Echad. But he says the fact that the Rambam paskins makam mekame tome, that comes to the rescue. That's why the Rambam's svek svek is shnei shemus. Why? If it's dam mako, dam min hamokor, that's dam mako. So it is dam anida. It's an avhatume. It is dam anida, but it's not. There's no ria. A maka is no ria. If it's dam min atzdodim, it's bichlal not dam mako. So al-pidin, these are two different shemus. They're shnei shemus. So he says it's relevant la'alocha to say that makam mekame tomei. Then he has his other famous shtikel Torah. The Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Haroya Kesem. It's shnei shemus. Is it dam anida or not? And if it is dam anida, was there a riyah? If there wouldn't have been an afkamina, if it's not dam on, whenever, if you say makam mekame tohar, then whenever there's no riyah, the dam is not dam anida, so then it's only shem echad. There's no afkamina, but as long as you have an afkamina for tumah v'tahara, so then you see the two different shemus in the sub. One suffix is it dam anida? The second suffix is, I feel it tim tzlem, it is dam anida. Maybe it came out, shaloi beriyah. If it's shaloi beriyah, there's no riyah, then it's not metame.
And if you would have said makam mekame tohar?
If Yom Makom Kamatasa, it's only called Dam Hanida. It only has the status of Dam Hanida if there was a Riyah. So there's only one suffix. Was there a Riyah? Was there not a Riyah? But once you say that Dam Minamokar Maka, Dam Maka Minamokar is an Avatume, but it's not Mitame. So he's saying that there is such a thing as Dam Hanida that there's no Riyah on. So then you have Shnei Shemus. One suffix is a Dam Hanida. The other, if it's Minatzdarim, it's not Dam Hanida at all. And if Afilu Timtzlem, it is Damanid, it is Minamokar, maybe it came out Shaloi Beria. Maybe it was Amako, so Amako Shaloi Beria. So that's called Shnei Shemus. Then the Nadi Behuda explains also. The Gemara starts off the Perik, Nun Zainam and Beis. Oma Shmuel, Shmuel comes up with a new din. The Amora Shmuel, Darshan Zaposik. Vodka Karkoilam the Yashvela, a woman sits down on the floor. She sits there for half an hour, then she gets up and she finds dam. So she knows that it's vada migufa. There was nobody else there. She saw the karka when she sat down, there was nothing there. Now she gets up, there's a puddle of dam. And she didn't feel the dam coming out at all. So he says, Tohira Shinema bivsora achetargish bivisora. He learns a pasuk. Tohira Shinema bivsora achetargish bivisora. Maybe we'll discuss this then a little bit. Shmuel holds that you need Hagosha. So there's a Mishnah, Nun Ches on the base. The Mishnah quotes a story. The Mishnah is talking about the Dinam of the Kesem. A woman finds a stain of dam on her sheet, around her clothing, so doesn't necessarily make her into a Nidam. So the Mishnah say it's a Din Midirabbanon, makes her a Nidam Midirabbanon, and therefore there's room to be Mekel. If it would have been a Din Deraisa, it would have been Machma more. Since it's only the Rabbanon, Ksamim is only the Rabbanon, say Mekel. So the Mishnah tells a story. Around 10 lines into the Mishnah, Nun Ches on the base. Mai Sevisha Achen Shabbos Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Omelo Reisi Kesem, she found a stain of dam on her clothing. What do I do, Rabbi? Omelo Shema Mako Hoysabich, maybe you have bleeding somewhere. She says, yeah, but it got better. Last week, I had a maka, it all got better, stopped bleeding. Maybe it got better, but maybe it's possible that it broke open again and it started to bleed again. So she says, maybe. Could be, I don't know. So he said, okay, Tahira. So she was very happy. She walked away. She ran away. She didn't want to hear anymore. He said, Tahira. So the Talmidim was stunned. He doesn't know what. How does Rabbi Akiva know that the dam came from the maka? The woman didn't say it came from. He said, the woman said it's possible that it didn't fully heal, and it's possible that the maka broke open and it started to bleed again. But she didn't say bevadai. Ro, said Rabbi Akiva, looked there and ro talmina mistaklim zebaza. He saw the students were stunned by this. Amalehem ma dava kashmenech. And what are you so surprised about? Shalom achacham ma dava lahachmel lahakel. The din of Ksamim is only with the Rabbanon, so therefore if there's anything to be Terlan, you have a right to be Terlan. How do you know Ksamim is the Rabbanon? So Rabbi Akiva is speaking. So he says, because I have a pasuk. He doesn't say Shmuel's pasuk. Bivsor ha-shatargish bivsor. He quotes a different marker. Shenemar v'isha kisiyya zova dam yezai v'bivsor dam v'loi kesem. So that's what the Achreinim ask a kasha. The Sidri Tari quotes this in the beginning of Hilchas Nida, this kasha. What does Shmuel have to reinvent the wheel over here? Shmuel comes up with a chiddush that you need hargosha based on a pasuk bifzora, al shetargish bifzora. Rabbi Akiva changes up in the days of the time. Rabbi Akiva was way before, a few centuries before Shmuel. What did Shmuel have to invent a new pasuk? The Mishnah has a pasuk, dam v'loi kesem. Says he, it's only the Rabbanim. So most of the Achrayim say the following answer. These are two different dinim. You need two different psuk and the two different dinim. The one din is, Rabbi Akiva's din is, it's a sofik migufa sofik me'alma. You don't know where the dam came from. You don't know if it's dam and amokar or not. So Rabbi Akiva says, although usually sveka deraisa l'chumre, here the din is, sveka deraisa l'kul. It's a pasuk, just like sofik mamzer is mutter, menatar we had a pasuk. And what did you say, sofik arlo b'chutzlar, it says mutter. And someone said another din, sofik avelus yam rishon. We gave a few cases yesterday. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like the Gaonim, the Mechaber paskin like the Shita Sagonim, that even though Shiva is only the Rabbanon, Avelu Shiva, but Avelu Yom Rishon is their Reis. So the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam quotes a Taisus in Erevin, that's printed on a daf where it belongs in Erevin. Taisus quotes the Tshuva Sagonim. The Gaonim hold that Avelu Yom Rishon is their Reis, and you still say, Alochik Debram Nekal Bavel. Even Avelu Yom Rishon is their Reis, is still the din is that a Safak Avelu Sulkula. Sofak Avelis Lekula is not based on the fact that Avelis is the Rabban. Even if Avelis would be deraisa, even Avelis Yem, there are more paskim that even Avelis Yem Rishon is also lav deraisa. So the whole issue doesn't come up. But even according to the Mechaber, who paskins like the Rif and the Ramam and the Gaonim, Tosfos says he still says Sofak Avelis Lekula. So it must be a pasuk somewhere. So the Ramban gives you what the pasuk is. Ramban gives you the pasuk. So there are a few cases. What do we have? Another case with Sofak. Someone mentioned yesterday a few more cases. Was Sufik deraisa lekula. So one of the cases is dam v'loy kesem. That's Rabbi Akiva's pasuk. You have a pasuk dam v'loy kesem that even though Sufik deraisa is usually lechumre, most of Rishonim hold lechumre mideraisa. Here you have a pasuk that Sufik deraisa lekula. Shmuel is talking about a case botka karka oilam. Shmuel on nun zayinim beis botka karka oilam. She looked on the karka. She sat down and she gets up. There's a puddle of dam. And she doesn't have any makkah, and she knows there was no one else there. So it's obvious that it's dam and amakkah, 100%. It's dam and amakkah. It didn't come from anybody else. And still he says that it's muteris. Why is that? So that must be, that's most achrayim answer. That must be based on a different pasuk, that's a different din. That you need agosha. If you don't have agosha, it's not called eriya. Dam b'li agosha is not mitamin. Okay. So the Gemara frekta akasha, the Gemara keeps on asking kashas the whole lama nun zayinim and beis. Till you get to the last line. So the Gemara asks a slew of kasha. How can he say such a thing? The Mishnayos have all the dinim of ksamim. Ksamim is b'li hagosha. Ksamim is b'li hagosha.
Over here, the chilek that Tachranim are making is that in Rabbi Kiva's case, she also knows that it came out of the makar, just it might be from a makar.
So she doesn't know it's been a makar? She doesn't know it's dam and a makar?
So Shmuel's case could have also been from a makar. They could be talking about the same case. Damale Hargasha, we can assume maybe that's Minah Makra.
No, that's what they say. They're two different dinim. Rabbi Kiv is talking a case when it's a suffix, if it's Damina Makra at all. Maybe the Dam came from somewhere else. Rabbi Kiv says he can be Taila. If there's a Makra, he can be Taila in the Makra. But she doesn't know whether it's Minah Makra. In Shmuel's case, talking is Vada Minah Makra, but it's Bali Hargasha. Two dinim and two psukim. That's how most Achrayim say. There's a minority opinion. Rav Soloveitchik adopted the minority opinion, which is not the generally accepted view. He adopted a Moira Dika Chumra that a lot of people are going to have to get divorced based on his Chumra. There is a minority opinion quoted by the Sidrei Tara that Shmuel's din only means it has to be Vadai Min Amoka. But if the doctor tells you it is Vada Min Amoka, then you don't need Hargosha. The only reason why you need Hargosha is to know that it's Vada Min Amoka. If the doctor knows that it's Vada Min Amoka, so then she'll be Asura Labailu Min Ator, Bali Hargosha. So a lot of women have mid-cycle staining when they reach a certain stage in life. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, according to that minority opinion, the woman will become Anida Min Ator. So there won't be any Yates, won't be any Kulas. That's not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion is that even if it's Vada Min Amoka, the doctors know it's Vada Min Amoka, but it comes out B'li Hargosha, it's only the Rabbanon and the Mele, she's wearing big day tzivayim, colored clothing, so the whole din of Tzamin doesn't apply. She's wearing the dam is discovered on a Dovah Sheni Mekabel Tumah, so there's no din of Tzamin. That's the all the Moira Hara Mekel on this. We don't follow Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik was, generally speaking, a terrible machmer, extremely machmer. He had a couple of coolers here and there, but he had many more chumras and more serious areas than he had coolers. The coolers were in lighter areas. The chumras were in very serious areas.
Or then even if you take out an instrument, it would
be a damanah
marker? It would also be tamer?
I mean,
you
scrape out.
Yeah.
You scrape out, that's not called a riyah. A riyah is when it goes out by itself. If you scrape out, that's not called a riyah. The shaila would be, maybe it's a din of kesem with the rabbanon. If dam and amaka comes out from the bais hapnim to the bais hachitzon, b'li hargosha, so then mid the rabbanon, that's a din of kesem. So that's how the Gemara has. On the bottom line, the Gemara asks, how can Shmuel claim that you need hargosha? There is an institution of ksamim, the radinim of ksamim. So the Gemara says on the last line, Amar Abiyom Yemidifti, the teretz is the last line on nun zayinim and beis. But the Shmuel sheitmei mid the rabbanon. He's masking. Shmuel is only saying on the level of deraisa. There are two dinim. There's a dinim has to be dam v'loy kesem, has to be vadai, and number two it has to be b'hargosha. But it's more than that. There is a din of ksamim mid'rabbanim. Yeah, and this din of ksamim mid'rabbanim is interesting. The Rif has all of Hilchas Nida in Masechta Shavuos, because the Gemara in the first parak in Shavuos talks a little bit about the Hilchas Nida, about the Chayvus Prisha, so the Rebbe has everything. So the Sefer HaEshkol was written by the Reibit's father-in-law, who was known also as the Reibit. The Reibit married the daughter of the Reibit. So the Baal HaEshkol writes, the Rif never quotes one word about Ksamen. How come? The Mishnah is about Ksamen. The Gemara says, Moedish Moshe Tmeim Adirabban. So the Sefer HaEshkol comes up with the Chiddush. He says, obviously the Rif is of the opinion that the Din of Ksamen is only the Taris, not the Bailam. When they were Machmem Adirabbanan, that the Ksamen have a din of Ariya, that's only Lataris, that the Isha becomes an Avatumah, but not that she's a Suah Labailah. And this is how the Rif apparently understood the Gemara in the first Perek. Where's the Gemara? Here, you take a look, Yud Beis on the base, five lines from the end of the Perek. The Perek ends on Yud Beis on the first Perek. So five lines before the end of the Perek, the Gemara has a line, called Labailah Labaya Bedika. You only need bedika. The woman only has an obligation to make bedikas if she's an isha who asuka betaris. But if she's not, bisman hazeh no one's asuka betaris. The whole issue of need is only a labayla. Call labayla labay bedika. What do you mean call labayla labay bedika? A woman never needs bedikas. The women need bedikas. You need to have siktar. You need bedikas shemitikim twice a day. Whole story. So the pashup shot in the Gemara is obvious. Of course a woman needs hafzik tara. Of course a woman needs bedikas shivinikim. The Gemara there is talking about a different thing. The Mishnah says that a woman who's the Mishnah is Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says a woman who's asuka b'taris, they made a chumer m'derabbanan pa'mayim tzricha lios bodekes. The third wide line on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. Pa'mayim twice a day tzricha lios bodekes. Shachris Abein Hashmashes, when she wakes up, she has to be bited. The woman is Tahira. She's not making a Hefzik Tahira. She's not making Shivanikiyim. She went to Mikvah last week. She's Tahira. But since she's Asuka Betara, so they introduce a Chumra of the Rabbanan, Pamayim, twice a day, Zvichalias Bodeka, Shachris Abein Hashmashes, to make sure that all the Taharis, all the food that she's processing, and all the clothing that she's manufacturing and that she's selling to the public, make sure that everything is tohar. This is bisman that they were nizer and tumah v'tar. So the Gemara says, "Call the baila, the baya bedika. That bedika that an isha tohar has to make doesn't apply the baila. That's only a chumer by isha asuka v'tar. That's the pashup shot." But the Sefer Eshkol says, "But according to the Rif, that the whole din of ksamim." Was only introduced. That's what it would appear. He's guessing. He does not. He says the Rif left. The Rif has mashmit all the Mishnayos of Ksamim. So he wonders why. So he comes up with this suggestion that when the Gemara says on the last line on Nun Zayin and Beis Moed Shmuel, we don't pasken like this Rif. In Shulchan Aruch there's a whole simon about Ksamim. So we pasken Ksamim is not only the Taris, it's the Baila also. But the Rif left out all the dinim of Ksamim. So the Sefer Eshkol suggests maybe he understood that Moed Shmuel sheitmeim and the Rabbanan. Is only the Taris, not Labaila. Labaila, we leave it on a din deraisa, that you still need Hargosha. So if you need Hargosha, so then one can argue the point and say, a woman who's a Nida never has to make a Hefzik Tara, and a woman who's a Zav never have to make Shivanikim. If she doesn't have a Hargosha, that is, even if there is Dam, if she doesn't have a Hargosha, that the Dam is still coming out, so by definition, it doesn't count. Dam that comes out, believe Hargosha, is Kemanda Leise Dam, it doesn't come out. So there's no need, it's not exactly 100% correct, we're going to discuss it, but that's what some Rishonim say. If you should hold like this Shita, that Ksamim is only Letaris and not Labaila, so then you can understand the Gemara at the end of the first prayer, call Labaila Labai Bedika, not only Pamayim Tzvichalias Bedekas when she's Tahira, there's no need to do those Bedikas, Labaila doesn't even Bedikas of Hefzik Tara and Shivanikim, because if she doesn't have a Hargosha, so then whatever Machmim Medir Abban, even if the Dam is coming out, if there's no Hargosha, it doesn't count, it doesn't mean anything. So by definition, there's like we had yesterday, we were talking, if you make this total hysterectomy, and you know that there's no Dam and Amokar, so the woman was a Nida before they did the hysterectomy, so just has to wait 7 days, and she goes to the mikveh after the 7 days. Does she need Bedikas? Well, she needs Bedikas, she knows with her eyes closed that there's no Dam. It's impossible that there should be dam. There's no lining. There's no mucker. They took out the whole mucker. So there's no need to make any bedikas. So even if the woman didn't have a hysterectomy, even if she's, the dam is coming up, but she doesn't have any hargosha, it's not hargosha, so the dam doesn't count. That's what Shmuel said. So that's why there was such an opinion in Rishonim, the kol baila labaya bedika, where there's a gemara. There's a gemara on Samach Vavim and Aleph, about 6-7 lines from the bottom. Omar Rava, right after the parentheses. Omar Rava, Tavuli Nasei. In his paisaf, a guy proposes to a girl. The girl agrees to marry him. So Tzvichah Shateshiv Shivinakin. Yet today, there's nothing to discuss. You have to order, you have to go to the caterer, to the photographer, to the flowers, half a year in advance. So you can't just propose to the girl and get married the next day. There's nothing to discuss. But Zman and Gemara wasn't such a big asik. The guy proposes to the girl, Shaima, so let him get married today. Gemara says, no, you got to wait Shivan Akim. Why do you need Shivan Akim? Because she may be out of such great excitement that she just got engaged to him. Maybe that itself caused the Riyaz Dam. In Mitzis, it corresponds to Mitzis. So the Gemara says, one of the Amarim, somebody got engaged. Rabina Iasik Le Debrei Bei Rab Chanina, the son of Rabina got engaged to someone's daughter. So then they said, let's get married right away. So they said, no, you gotta wait Shivan Akim. Then you get married. What do you mean? Don't you have to make bedikas? Don't you have to make Hefsik Tarik? You don't have to make bedikas Shivan Akim. You just wait 7 days. The girl didn't realize they got to wait 7 days. So the Rush quotes this kasha. The Gemara just says, wait 7 days and you get married. Don't you have to tell a girl about the Shivan Akim? So it sounds from the Gemara that you don't have to make any Hefsik Tarik, you don't have to make any Shivan Akim. How can it be? So some Rishonim say, that's what it says in the first parak, called Labayla Labaya Bedika. The whole need for bedikas is only Lataris and Labayla not, because the whole din of Ksamim, because Shmuel is right, whenever there's no Hargosha, it's not called the rear by definition. So even if dam is coming out, if there's no gosh, it doesn't count.
Why wait 7 days?
No, because she's a nida. She had a she. The bully knows when it's paisa, so she gets so excited. So there is a hargosh. She becomes a nida then, and then you got to wait to shiva nikim. But there's no need to make a hefsik tara because she knows that there was no more hargosh. The hargosh was right away, and it's all over. There's no more hargosh. Even if there will be dam, it doesn't pose any problem. But this is a minority opinion. The Gemara says in the days of the Amoraim. The Gemara says the Chavrai Medakin Begalila. It's also a Gemara Nida. Chavraya, Medakin, Begalila, and the Galila and Eretz, they still had Paraduma water, and they were Mazer, Hazor, Shlishvi, the days of the Amoraim, because they were still eating Truma. They wouldn't enter the Beis Hamikdash, but they were still eating Truma, so there's still Isaac and Taras, there was still Nizar and Tuma with Taras. Yeah. So that's a collector's item, that's an obscure Shita. This, what the Sefer Eshkol says, based on the hashmat of the Rif, that the Rif never quotes any of the dinim of Ksamim, he makes this suggestion. Maybe the Rif holds that the Chumrah, Moide Shmuel, Sheit Meim, and the Rabbanim, the Chumrah is only the Taras, not Lebaila. That's not the accepted opinion. But if you look, the Ravid wrote his Sefer Bali HaNefesh, so you have, he learned Becharusi with the Balamor. So just like we have Hasogas of the Ravid and the Balamor, so we have a ton of Hasogas of the Balamor and the Ravid's Bali HaNefesh. And one of the Hasakas of the Balamor and the Ravid Bala Nefesh, he makes this suggestion also. Kol Abayla Labay Bedika, and that Gemara Samach Vav Amin Aleph, he raises the issue. He was before the Rush, way before the Rush. He raises the issue that the Rush raised. Hakama doesn't say that she needs a Hefsek Tara, and doesn't say anything about Shivan Akiyim. So he says, well, Kol Abayla Labay Bedika, maybe you don't need any Bedikas. A wild Shita, that since there's no Hargosha, even if it is Dam Mamish, since there's no Hargosha, so nothing counts. That's Alpi Pashtus, not the accepted opinion. We assume Moedish Moshe Itmeim the Rabban is even Labaila, not only the Taurus Labaila as well. The next, the Gemara says, Ravashi Omar, but why did Shmuel say, Vodka Kakal of Yashvela Matzadam Tahira? He should have said Tahira Menatahira and Tmeim the Rabban. So So the first Amora says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Dikti said that's what he meant. He only meant on the level of the Raisa. Rabashi says no. Shmuel was very meduyik. He meant even halacha lemaisa, she's tahira midirabbanan too. Shmuel, Rabashi Yomar, Shmuel hu diyomar kareb Nechemiah, this not. Shmuel has adopted the position of the Tana Reb Nechemiah in the Mishnah, that Reb Nechemiah called Dovash ain't a mekabel tuma, ain't a mekabel ksamen. Anything that's not mekabel tuma, there's no din of kesem on it. So, but kakakoilam yashua leho, there isn't even a din of ksamim with the rabbana, because the kakoilam is not mekabel tuma. When is there a din of ksamim if the isha finds a kesem on a clothing, on a sheet, on a towel or something, but she finds a kesem on the karka oilam or on any dog she ain't mekabel tuma, so there's no din of kesem. So it's such a wild din. And that's how he passed it. Like, what kind of a wild din is this? Dog she ain't mekabel tuma, ain't mekabel ksam. What kind of halacha? So what does the Tosfos say, the top Tosfos? They didn't explain anything. They asked Kakasha, there's a Gemara Mashtisa. The woman found dam on a Mashtisa, on thread. The thread is not Makabal Tumah. So Tais says, no, but the thread, a beged is Makabal Tumah if you have cloth. But if you just have a spool of thread, the thread is not Makabal Tumah. The Tais says, right, it's not Makabal Tumah if an Adam Tommy touches it. But if it develops an ego tzaras, the beged semer or the beged pishtim, so it says the spool of thread can be makabel, can develop tumas negoin. So what kind of a din is it? So I think the Rishonim say it's considered a milsa de la shchicha la goz berabanan. All din eksam is on a rabbanan. Davar she'en makabel tumas a milsa de la shchicha. So the Nadi Behuda was bothered with this. How this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass like Reb Nechemia, Dovash ain't a Mekabal Tuma, ain't a Mekabal Ksana. So the Nadi Yehuda has this suggestion. He says, it's all because we hold Maka Mekamet Tome. So there's what to discuss that the Av HaTuma, the Dam HaNida will constitute an Av HaTuma Menatera, even though the Isha is not Tameya, even though the Isha is Materis Labaila, it was Beli HaGosha. So the Pasuk says that it's not called Deriya by definition. It's only called Deriya if you have with a Hagosha. Beli Hagosha is not called Deriya. But even Dam Beli, Dam that comes out, Dam and Amokah that wasn't Ba'if and Shalriya, there's also got to be an Av HaTuma, Min HaTorah. And as an Av HaTuma, it'll be Mitamei HaBeged that it falls on. So he says, the whole Chumra Midirabbanon of Ksamim, why did the institute a tumah midirabbanan? Because on the level of the rice, there's tumah on the beged. The dam anida falls on a beged. So even though there was not hagosha, there was, it's not called the riyah, but the dam is a chetz of an abatumah min atayra. So the beged, you have to be mitame. So since you have to pask in the chumra on the beged, so they had a pasuk in the Chumra on the Isha as well. If they'll say that the Isha is Tahira, leave it on the din derais and say, since there was no Hargosha, so the Isha is Tahira and she's Materis Labailo, so people will make a mistake and they'll think that the Beged is also Tahira. And that's not true, because Makam Mekametame. So since Makam Mekametame and you have to pasuk that the Beged is Tahira, that was the Loshin that Taisa starts off. Kim Nadova Shakes Matahir, Gamalisha La Gozritumah. Why? Because the whole reason why they were Gozak Samim in the first place is because Makam Mekamet Tomei. The whole institution of Ksamim was based on the Psak HaMekubal that Makam Mekamet Tomei. Wow. The whole institution of Ksamim is based on the fact that we're assuming like the Rambam Paskin. If you would have held Makam Mekamet Tahor like the other half of Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, a big split and all the Tanoim, if the din would have been Makam Mekamet Tahor, they would never have instituted the whole din of Ksamim. But because Makam Mekamet Tomei, so the dam is an apatuma deraisa, it's going to be mitame the beged. So they felt compelled to be machmah on the isha also. If they'll be makel on the isha because there's no hargosha, so people will think that the beged is also tohar. And that's not correct. The beged is tamim and atum. So the Nadi Behuda claims that these are the two dinim in Yerideya, halacha lemaisa, which are based on the assumption that makam mekame tamim. That makam mekame tamim. Do we have anything that's in a mekabel tuma bizman? Is that karka oilam again? A rare case, botka karka oilam. Ramosha has tshuvas. He claims that toilet paper is a dovash in a mekabel tuma. Then others hold that synthetic material. Let's say the woman is wearing rayon acetate nylon clothing, and the keslim appears on that. So is that mekabel tumah or not? I think Rav Moshe holds that it's not mekabel tumah. That the synthetic material is not mekabel tumah. Only the materials that all the materials that are natural mekabel tumah. Others disagree with Rav Moshe. The question. But we paskin, in principle, we paskin. Usually people think Seder Taris is not Negeh Halacha L'maisa B'zman Hazeh. Part of Seder Taris is Negeh. You gotta know what's Rav Moshe new Taris. You gotta know what's Dov and Mekabel Tumah, what's not Mekabel Tumah. Where else are Hilchas Tumah V'Tara relevant Halacha L'maisa? In Mikvos, where? Habayasa Yidei Dov and Mekabel Tumah. Right, we have a pasuk in Chumash. Ach Mayin and Bar Mikve Mayin Yihi Yatohor. So the simple translation of the pasuk Rashi and Chumash writes, "Ach mayin a bar mikve mayin." If a person is tummy and is tovel either in a mayin or in a mikveh, a mayin is a spring where the water is mitar bizachlin, it's flowing, or a mikveh where the water is covered with kaimon and the water is stagnant. So a person could become tohor either by being tovel in a mikveh or by being tovel in a mayin. And the Gemara in Zvachim has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk, "Ach mayin a bar mikve mayin." Yihi a tohor means to constitute a mikveh has to be habayasa, the hisabas of the mikveh has to be aydei dovah she'enem mekabel tumah. Let's say a person, let's say there's water, there's a puddle of water on the ground, and there's a pit near it, and we want to be tovel in the pit, but there's no water in the pit. So the guy takes a broom, and he pushes the water into the pit. So the water never became mayim shuvim. He didn't hold it in a bucket. If he holds the water in a bucket, he pours it in, that's mayim shuvim. But let's say he didn't hold it in the bucket, he just pushes with the broom, he pushes it in. So since a human being is an Adam, a Jew, is a Dabah HaMakabal Tumah, so if he pushes the water in, that's considered HaVayasa De Dabah HaMakabal Tumah, such a mikveh is not acceptable. The Mishnah is like that, but the Mishnah never says what the mocker is. In Chumash, the Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Chafei gives you the mocker. Yi Yator has to be HaVayasa De Dabah HaMakabal Tumah. So sometimes you have to figure out if it's a person pushing with a broom, that's obvious that man is a davar hamakabel tumah. What if you have pipes? What if you have the water is raining down and it bounces on something and it falls directly into the mikveh? So what is that? When is that something davar hamakabel tumah? When is it not? So you got to know mishnayis to know what's considered davar hamakabel tumah. So one place where the dinim of tumah v'tara are relevant is here: the davar she'enem mekabel tumah ein mekabel ksamet. Second case is by the mikveh. Is Sabbath on mikveh? What's the third case? There's a third one. By schach. The din is that in order for schach to be kosher, has to have three conditions. Has to be gedulei karka, has to be tolush, has to be dov she'enem mekabel tumah. If you have apples and pears and tomatoes and oranges, it's gedulei karka and it's tolush, but it's dov hamekabel tumah. So it has to be twigs of wood that are dov she'enem mekabel tumah. So those are the three areas in halacha where you still have to know all the mishnayos. Moshe Taka has tshuvas in Chelek Arechayim about years ago they used to have Venetian blinds that were made from wood, so it's a shaylus of pshutik leyeit, so it's not mekabel tumah. So some rabbanim said it doesn't have a base kibble, you can use it for schach. Moshe quotes the Beferish and Mishnah that they can't use it for schach, that since they used to have two strips of cloth holding the wooden slats together, so even though the wooden slats are not mekabel tumah, shouldn't be mekabel tumah, pshutik leis, but it's held together with cloth, and the cloth is mekabel tumah, so that's, he quotes Mishnayis, so that makes it that the wood is also mekabel tumah. You gotta know Mishnayis. So these are the three areas where it's relevant halacha l'maaseh. What we were talking about, bedikas shemenikim. What is bedikas shemenikim all about? We have to distinguish between a nida and a zaba, the two different dinim. Also true, yeah. If a kohen wants to go into one room and there's a mace in another room, so you have to have, the wall has to be closed. So the din is a dob hamakabel tumah and a chaytzitz b'fnei atumah. So it's important to know what's mekabel tumah. Important to know what's mekabel tumah, what's not mekabel tumah. Yeah, that is correct. The tumas kahanim, the four areas in halacha where hilchas tumah v'tara are very important, very relevant. That is correct. The four areas in halacha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to know. In Chumash, there's a difference between a nida and a zava. A zava is described by the Chumash. The woman has reared them below es nidasa. when it's not normal, when it's not expected. So by inference you can figure out that in nidah the woman has a rias dam be'es nidasa. So when is it called be'es nidasa, when is it called below es nidasa? So the Gemara in the end of the Masechta, the very end of the Masechta, probably the last Mishnah, talks about Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida LeNida. The woman can only become here, Ayin Aleph on the base, on the bottom, and then the whole Ayin base on an Aleph, a whole Sugya, and it's the last Sugya in the Masechta. The Gemara quotes on Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rav Loza ben Azaria about this institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida LeNida. Is it based on a pasuk or is it based on a halacha l'moshe mesina? Rabbi Akiva Hayadorish Hakol Kotz V'Kotz Tilu Tilum Shal Halachas. Rabbi Akiva knew how to kvetch out from the Chumash more than any other Tana. So Rabbi Akiva holds over here that the institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida LeNida to determine whether the woman is a Nida or a Zava, he figured it out from Sukkim. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Lozim and Azari doesn't agree. He holds that it's halacha l'moshe mesina. That's where it's usually assumed. Where's that Gemara? That's at the end of the Masechta. Could be it's on the last down. Have to find the Gemara. I think it may be on the last daf on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, this institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida LeNida to establish whether the woman is a Nida or a Zav, when is it Eis Nidasa, when is it Eis Nidasa, is based on a pasuk in Chumash, and according to Rabbi Lozim and Azar, it's Halach L'Moshe Messina. What is the din? What is the din? Where is it?
I'm based on the
base. The Gemara is assuming that it's halacha l'moshe mesina. Where does the Gemara say, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a pasuk? Somewhere over here. Gotta go through again the Gemara. It's the last sugya. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a pasuk. According to Rabbi Lozim and Azar, it's halacha l'moshe mesina. Yeah. What's the difference? No, what is the din of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida LeNida? So the Rambam has a very unusual opinion, which is not accepted halacha l'maaseh. It's contradicted by all the Gemaras in the whole Masechta from the beginning to the end. The Rambam says, a wild idea, the first day a little girl has a rias dam at the age of 11, 12, whenever, she has to take a calendar and mark it up, li'olam vo'ed. Her whole future is already determined. She had a rias nida whenever she has the first rias nida. So that first 7 days she has a din of a nida. The next 11 days she has the potential to become a zava. It's highly unlikely. The Mishnah says earlier, kol yud aleph yom becheskas tahara. It's below es nidah, so it's not normal. So it's probably not going to happen. But if she'll have a riyaz dam in the middle of the 11 days following the first 7 days, she'll become a zava. Then the next 7 days she has the opportunity to become a nida. The next 11 days she has the opportunity to become a zava. And li'olam vo'ed, the Rambam says, the day she has the first Riyas Dam in her life, she has to mark it down on the calendar and keep track for the rest of her life until she has a baby. Once she has a baby, you start all over again. Okay. In case she lost the calendar from before, once she has a baby, she starts all over again. Or the Rambam says, there's another case where according to the Rambam, it goes 7-11, 7-11, Li'olam Vo'ed. Or there's another case where it doesn't go 7-11, 7-11, Li'olam Vo'ed. When is that? The Rambam says, if the woman has a Besus Kavua. Let's say the woman has, let's say, how much is 7 and 11? Is 18. And 7 and 11 is 18. So that's how much. 18 and 18 is 36. So what if a woman has a Vesis Kavua, she has a Riyas Dam, once every 34 days? So the first, when she's a little girl, the first Riyas Dam, she becomes a Nida. Then she has a Riyah 34 days later, that makes him into a Zava. 7-11, 7 she's a nida, 11 she has the potential to become a zova, the next 7 she has the potential to become a nida if she'll have dam, the next 11, 34 is going to be in the unit of the next 11, because 7, 11, 7, 11 is going to be 36. So the 34th day is going to be in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida LaNida. So she should really become a Zava then. Then you got to figure out the next 34 after that. Did she become a Nida a Zava? You got to look on the calendar. So the Rambam says, when she has the first Riyah in her lifetime, you mark up the calendar 7-11-7-11, Le'olam Void, but you should mark it up in pencil, because you may have to erase it. Because if it turns out that she develops a Vesus Kavua, every 34 days she has, so you don't say the first day she became a Nida, the second time she became a Zava, the third time she becomes a Nida, fourth time she becomes a Zava. No. The whole idea is it be'es Nidos, it be'lo'es Nidos. If she has a Vesus Kavua, ain't lo'es Nidos, a God of Mizah. Of course it's a Vesus is a Vesus. So if first she marks up the calendar with pencil, then it turns out she has a cycle every 34 days, then I say it's not 7-11-7-11 the only way. It's 7-11-7-9, 7-11-7-9, 7-11-7-9, and that continues if she develops a vessus. Either is a machlekes and we pass investors love their isa. So how can the Rambam say that vessus affects a change in the din their isa? But instead of saying 7-11-7-11 the only void, it changes the din in its 7, what do we say, 7-11-7-9, 7-11-7-9, we paskin vestas lav deraisa. Rav Chaim asked our kasha in the Sefer on the Rambam, so he says, that's not a kasha. The topic that the Gemara had, whether vestas deraisa, where we have it on Tezayin Amin Aleph, the machloek is whether vestas deraisa, vestas lav deraisa, means a different thing. If a woman has a vestas kavua, every 34 days she knows she has a dam. Aria is down 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like clockwork. There are some women who have like that. Rive women today do not have a Vesus Kavua. The Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, the Tanoim clearly assumed, we don't know whether it corresponded to reality or not, the Tanoim were working on the assumption the Rav Noshim Yeshlam Vesus Kavua. But Meir's opinion, the end of the first parak is that Anisha Shein La Vesus is not allowed to get married, because she doesn't have a Vesus Kavua. The man may be with his wife, and in the middle of being with his wife, she'll be Tirsa Nida, and there'll be Orban and Nisa Karvis. Such a girl is not allowed to get married. So if it's like today, the Rav Noshim Ein Lahavesus Kavua, so Rameh says that most of the girls are not allowed to get married, that's impossible. So the Rambam is writing, obviously the Tanoim were of the opinion that Rav Noshim Yeshlem Vesus Kavua. I think the doctors say we have no medical records of this at all, that it was ever so. In the Middle East, they claim they have no records at all. That Rav Noshim used to have a Vesus Kavua. But that's what the Tanoim, right or wrong, that's what the Tanoim thought. We have not accepted, Baruch Hashem, we have not accepted Rameh's opinion. Would have more than half the women would never get married. As it is, a lot of girls are not getting married. Yeah, more than half the women would never get married. So let's say you have a woman, she has a Vesus Kavua. Every 35 days she has a Riyaz Dam at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's say today is the 35th day, and it comes 4 o'clock and it goes, and she didn't have any hargosha that she had any dam, and then tomorrow she doesn't find any dam. So does she have to assume that she's tameya? Because for the last 20 years, every 35th day, like clockwork, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a riyaz dam. So do you assume vestas deraisa? She certainly became a nida, and she wasn't paying attention. Or should you assume no? That vestas lav deraisa. That's not, there is no such din. So that's what we paskin, vestas lav deraisa. It's not the ruba delesa kamon, even though it's a tele, even though for the last 40 years the woman has a riyaz dam every 35th day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we still say that's not a haichocha. It's a tele. How can it not be a haichocha? For 40 years in a row, she has a riyaz dam, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 35th day. So we paskin, that's not a ruba delesa kamon. But Rav Chaim says, but if the woman knows she has every 34 days, she has a Riyaz Dam. She checked it, she knows it. So then it is relevant. The institution of Vesus is their eyes, according to the Rambam, to alter the din. The Rambam holds normally the din is 7-11-7-11, Le'olam Void. Until she has a baby, then you start all over again. Or you mark it down in pencil so that if it turns out later that she develops a Vesus Kavua, so you don't say 7-11-7-11, Le'olam Void. You say 7-11-7-9, 7-11-7-9. Okay. So that's the Rambam's opinion, that the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida LaNida are established based on the first Riyah that the girl has in her lifetime when she's 11, 12 years old. You mark off Le'olam Void.
So what does it mean, Vestas Lav Deraisa?
means if the 40 days in a row, 40 years in a row, she has a Riyaz Dam on the 35th day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and today is the lucky day, today is the 35th day, and today came 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and she's not paying attention, she's running around doing her business, cooking for Shabbos, whatever, and then tomorrow she thinks, hey, yesterday was the Yom HaVeser, what happened? And she has no way to find out. So do you assume it's a Vadois, it's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon? She had a Riyaz Dam at 4 o'clock and she wasn't paying attention. So if your best is the Raisa means that that constitutes a Ruba Deleisa Kamon, we assume she had a Riyaz Dam. And we pass Vestus Slav De Raisa. It's not a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. So the Chazanish says, how can it be? But for 40 years in a row she had. So the Chazanish breaks his head to try to explain. So tell her, how come till the days of the Chazanish no one was bothered with that kash? No one's but how can it be that Vestas Slav De Raisa? The woman had, for 40 years straight, she had a Riyaz Dam Vestas. So the Chazanish talks about it. So that's what we pass in Vestas Slav De Raisa. If she doesn't know whether the Dam came on the 35th day, you don't assume that it's a Ruba De Leisa Kamon, that it certainly happened. But if she checked in every a couple of three times in a row, the Riyaz Dam comes out on the 34th day, let's say, so that alters the Din, it does affect the Din De Raisa. It affects the Din Deraisa that was. Then instead, the Rambam would normally say 7-11, 7-11, the only word starting from the first Riyo. So here the Rambam says Beferish, then not so. It's only 7-11, 7-9, 7-11, 7-9. It changes that Din Deraisa. Then Rab Chaim says there's a Gemara in the first Perek in Shavuos. But the Gemara says also that Vesas plays a role on the level of Deraisa. The Gemara has a discussion there in the first Perek in Shavuos. That's why the Rit has all of Hilchas Nida, Masechah Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, commenting on a Mishnah in Shavuos, the din is that Abu Al Anida is Chayv Koris, if it's B'meza. What if it's B'shoigig? So he's Chayv Chatos. What if the man is with his wife, and then in the middle, Pirsa Nida? So it's Oinus. It's Oinus Rachmana Patre. So you can't say that he's Chayv Chatos. But Oinus, you're not Chayv Chatos. So the Gemara has a discussion. What's the Hechitimtza? What's the Hechitimtza? So the Gemara says, is it Samach Levesta? The woman has a Vestas Kavua, that every 45 days she has a Riyaz Dam. And the husband is not supposed to be with her on the 45th day, and he violates the Din. And he is with his wife. And then she's Pirsa Nida, so that's not Einus. That's Shoigig. He thought he was going to outsmart the Halacha. And she was piercing Nida in the middle, so he's Boala Nida B'Shege. That's not the bonus. But if it's Shalom B'Shas Vesta, she has a Vestas Kavua every 45 days, and the man is with his wife on the 30th day, that's another 2 weeks to go. And not expected at all. And then piercing Nida. The Gemara Taka says then it's going to be Oinus, and then it won't be Chayav Achatos. So Rab Chaim says, you see from the Gemara that Vesas does play a role on the level of the Raisa. It's not the Vesas Slav De Raisa, the Halacha doesn't recognize Vesas at all. The Halacha Vesas Slav De Raisa just means if the day comes and goes and the woman doesn't know whether she became a Nida or not, so you don't declare that it's a Ruba De Leisa Kamon about Doris that she became a Nida. It's not a Ruba De Leisa Kamon. But the institution of Vesas is an institution De Raisa. Even if you're Vestas, that's what the Pischei Tshuva quotes. The Pischei Tshuva quotes from Rav Nosson Adler, I think. Pischei Tshuva quotes a Chasam Sofer b'shem Rav Nosson Adler, and then he quotes the Ra'on. The Berak Abai says like that. Even if you hold the Vesta Slav Deraisa, but the Chayvas Prisha could be Deraisa, because the Gemara says in Shavuos the institution of Vesas plays a role on the level of Deraisa to determine whether it's Ba'ainis or B'shegeg. So it's Shaykh to say that the Chayvas Prisha, that the Baal has to be Porish Meishtoi, that's him in Kuf Pei Dalet. The Baal has to be Porish Meishtoi. But Oinus Abesis, one could say that that's a Din Deraisa. Here it's in Simen in the Pischei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifkot and Gimel. So first he quotes the Nadi Behuda says like that. And then the Chassam Sefer says, the Nadi Behuda said it on his own, an original Chinesh. And I heard this also from my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, and he says, but it says in the Berak Abayis, the Ra'on Berak Abayis writes like that. That's a Pischei Tshuva of Kotten Gimel and Kuf Pei Dalet, that even though Vesta Slav Deraisa, Mechavis Prisha is Deraisa. Vesta does play a role on the level of Deraisa. So that's how Chaim says, the Rambam is not Shver. But the Rambam says, that if the woman establishes a besis kavus, that alters the din of the basic din should have been 7-11, 7-11 on the board, and it alters the din. So the Ramban has the Hilchas Nida. It's printed in the old. Yeah. Rav Chaim does not necessarily have to agree that Prisha is their Isa. The Rishonim assume that Prisha is love their Isa. So that's a Chiddush, what the Ravah said. But that Samach Levesta does play a role, that it's called Shoigig as opposed to Ainus. That's a Beferish Igmar. So Vesas does play a role on the level of their Isa. So I have the old edition of the Balei HaNefesh. In the old edition, they have the Ravid's Balei HaNefesh, then they have the Asagas of the Balei HaMoed, then in the back they have a whole Hilchas Nida LaHaRamban. So the Ramban is the one who bops the Ramam over the head. He goes, the whole Mesichta is against the Ramam. The Ramam had this Chiddush that 7-11, 7-11, the Yom HaVod is established the first day the girl has a Riyas Dam. You have to mark up the whole calendar. So he says it's against every Sugya. Whenever the Gemara talks about Vestoris, so it's against all the Gemara. So how can the Rambam say against the whole Masechta? How is that possible? So the Achrayim. So what does he say? So what is the din of Yudal Yom Shabbat Nidal and Nidat Mishnah? What does it mean? So the Ramban's opinion is the accepted opinion. Ramban says no. What it means is like this: when the woman has a Riyas Dam, Lom is talking at the age of 11, 12. First time she has a Riyas Dam, she becomes a Nida. A Nida is Tameya for 7 days. The 11 days immediately following those 7 days, that's Musulekas Damin, that's abnormal, that's not to be expected. She's Becheskas Tara, it's not to be expected she should have Dam. If she has Dam in those 11 days, then she'll become a Zava. But if she didn't have Dam in those 11 days, the next time she'll have Dam, whenever it's going to be, she'll become a Nida. Yud Alef Yom is only the first 11 days following the first 7 days when she became a Nida. It's not 7-11, 7-11 the Yom HaVod. Whenever she has a Riyas Dam, she becomes a Nida. That's Be'ez Nidosa. The 11 days immediately following that, that's called Be'ez Nidosa. And after that is open, whenever the next Riyah will happen, soon or later, she'll become a Nida in the next 11 days. That's the Pashtus and all the Sugyas. Apella, how can the Raman say against all the Sugyas? So the Achrayim all say, the Aruch Laner writes this, and the Chacham is Bitzalel, and a few other Achrayim, they all, on the Mesichta, they all say the same teretz, that the Gemara said on the last daf, I forgot where it is, that it's a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, and Ablozo ben Azariah, whether it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or it's based on Psukim. So if it's, according to Rabbi Kiva, that it's based on Psukim, then you have to say it's the psukim only indicate that the first 11 days following the 7 days is zava. If it's based on halacha l'moshe misinai, then it's possible to say that like the Rambam 7-11, 7-11 Yom HaVod. But if it's based on psukim, you read the psukim that the Gemara quotes here, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on the top line. It's b'feris. It's only the first 11 days immediately following the 7 days. But they say maybe the whole mesichta that says that it's like the Ramban, it's only the first 11 days following the 7 days, that's because all those sugyas are going aliba the Rabbi Akiva. And the Ramban paskins against all the Mesichta because he holds like Rabbi Lozman Azari, that it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So you're free to interpret differently. You're free to say that it's 7-11, 7-11 the Yom HaVod. But you have to say all the sugyas are against the Ramban. You have to say that that's according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Ramban says, no, there never was a Machlokes on this point. The Machlokes by the Yud Alef Yom Shemay Nidim and Nida is Nidrash from Sukkim, is it a Drash from Sukkim, or is it Halach HaMoshe Misinai, but that doesn't make an Afkamina Halach HaMaisa. They both agree the same thing. It's only the first 11 days after the 7 days.
How is it possible that those Machlokes
they had an old din from years, from generations earlier, and they didn't know exactly what the derivation was. So Rabbi Akiva was a genius. He was Dorish al kol kotz v'kot tilutim shal halacha. And Rabbi Lozman Azariah said, must be halacha Moshe Masin. The Gemara has another din that's a machloekis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lozman Azariah. But look shemesh on the Torah. And I'm based on a base. That's what the Gemara said. Just like over there, there's a machloekis where it's a drasha from a pasuk Allah Almighty Misinai. Rabbi Akiva makes it a drasha. So to over here, Rabbi Akiva makes it a drasha. Rabbi Lozman Azari holds that it's Allah Almighty Misinai. Yeah, what a There's not everybody agrees that there is an institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida La Nida. Yeah, everybody agrees there is. The Rambam says whatever they had Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and how can anybody argue if someone has Halacha Moshe Mesinai, they're all going to be maskim to it. Here they all had a tradition that there is an institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida. No one argued about that. They just argue what's the derivation. So Rambam says it must be Halacha Moshe Mesinai. He doesn't see any pasuk. Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's a pasuk. So based on the way you view it, the mechap and afkamina, what the details of the halacha are. But according to the Rambam, who follows Rabbi Lozman and Azari, it's 7-11, 7-11, the Yalabah. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's absolutely not so. It's only the first 11 days. What is the difference, halacha lemaisa, between a nida and a zelda? So there are quite a few differences. One difference is the zelda has to bring a korban after she becomes to her, and the nida does not have to bring a korban. Another difference is that Nida does not need Shivinikim, only the Zava needs Shivinikim. Let's say Nida has a Riaz Dam, the Ace Nidasa. She has a Riaz Dam for 6.5 days, and then the Dam stops in the middle of the 7th day. She goes to Mikvah that night and finished. And a Zava says, V'safala Shivas Yamim, V'achatita. The Zava needs a Shivinikim. Another difference is, by a Nida you can't say, Mikvah Sayam Kukulai. The Gemara says, M'sachim Dav Tzarek on the base. Kol Chavit Tvila Stavim Bayam Chutz Minida V'yaleda Shet Tvila Osam Balayla. The Nida has to be toivel the night after the 7th day is up. The Zava Minatara can be toivel in the morning of the 7th day. She makes a bidik in the morning, and you say Mikta Sayam Kukula. That's the mocker. We observe Mikta Kukula by Avelis. So the whole mocker of the institution, the Mikta Kukula, is the Pasuk by Zava. We're going to have to discuss it. The mocker is the Pasuk by Zava. That's the original place. And by Yoledis it says Kimei Nidas Devisa Titma Yoledis. You don't say Mixas Ayam Kekulai, because the pasuk says Yoledis Adina Kenida, not Dina Kizava. So there are a few differences. One difference is whether you need Shivinikim. Another difference is whether you have to bring a carbon or not, whether you say Mixas Ayam Kekulai or not. Then there's a pasuk in Chumash that Ach Mayan Abar Mikveh Mayan Yatohar, a person is Tomei, can either go to a mikveh or Toivel in a Mayan. A Zav can only become Tohar in a Mayon. He cannot be Tovel in a Mikvah. What about a Zava? Is a Zava Dinik a Zava not? So the Ge'onim, the Ramban HaChumash quotes, the Ge'onim came up with this Einfal, a Zava is Dinik a Zav, so just like a Zav needs Mayim Chaim, so a Zava also needs Mayim Chaim. Rashi, in his commentary on the Gemara, has around 6 or 7 places where he talks about this. A half of them he writes like the Ge'onim, and half of them he writes, it's utterly ridiculous, it's against the Beferish Tosefta. The Ramban HaChumash quotes the same Tosefta. In the beginning, in the first parak in Megillah, have a whole series of Mishnais, Ein Bein, this to that, Ein Bein Zav Lezava, all the Ein Beins. So the Tosefta says, Ein Bein Zav Lezava, Elish Azav Ton Maim Chaim, Azava Ein Atun Maim Chaim. Black on white. Ramban HaChumash quotes the same Tosefta. But in Yeridaya, they quote the Shita Sagainen that Azava needs Mayim Chaim. Yeah. Halacha Lamaise, what are the women today? The women have a din of a Nida, the women have a din of a Zava. So once in a while, a woman will be a Zava. Most of the time, a woman is a Nida. She doesn't have the Dam below Eisim Tels. Once in a while, the woman will be a Zava. The Mishnayis talk Mishnayis in Erechin and the Mishnayis in Nida, the exact same Mishnayis repeated in both Masechtos, talk about a woman who's a Toa. She has amnesia. She doesn't remember. She a Nida, she a Zava. Did she have a baby boy, a baby girl? Did she not have a baby? Is she pregnant? She doesn't remember anything. Very strange. The woman doesn't remember what Avos Adal she is. How can there be such a thing? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you hold like the Rambam, you understand how a woman can be a Toa. If you have to start from the age of 11 and you have to mark up the whole calendar of the Yom Avoid. So it's very easy to be a Toa. The Toa, she doesn't remember whether she had a baby or not. That's unusual. But the Toa, she doesn't remember if she's in need or something. According to the Rambam, who's going to remember? Who has a calendar for starting from the age of 11 that she's supposed to remember? So he says, from the fact that the Gemara talks so much, and Rebbe made a takon on Samach Vav and Manalev, Rebbe made a takani, treat all the women as if they're suffic. He treat all the women as if they're toes, as if they're lost, as if they don't remember whether they need those other. So the Rosh Hashulchan writes, if you're like the Rambam, we understand why. because it's very easy to forget where you're holding. You hold like the Ramban, but you don't understand why they treat all the Noshim as Tertoy, such a crazy thing. A woman doesn't remember, she's a neither as ever. Why doesn't she remember? So because we treat Nashi Didan, we treat all the women as a Sofik Zava, we treat all the women as if they're Toas. So that's why all the women have to have Shivinikim. So that's why there was some Rishonim and Achranim who are Machmer, that all the women today have to go to a Mayan. They can't be Toivah and Mikvah. That's not the common practice. That is not the common practice. Rabbi Tendler pointed out that he tested the different waters in the different mikvahs in the New York area to see how polluted they were. A lot of people used the same mikvahs. All the germs, the first 50 women used the mikvah, they were all giving all their germs into the mikvah, and then the 51st woman who used the mikvah is going to get everybody sicknesses. Sometimes women get infections from the mikvah. That's why they start putting in the chlorine in order to kill the germs. So Rabbi Tamla said he tested, and he says some of the Hasidim in Mansi amachmet to have a mayon. So mayon, the water keeps on changing. So that's the best one. So you don't have any germs from any. You hardly have any germs from the previous people who used the mikveh. If you have a mikveh, not a mayon, so the water's sitting there. That's exactly a mikveh means kovah v'kaimon. The water is stagnant, so you're going to collect everybody's germs. So then you better put chlorine. Better put chlorine. Then chlorine is a shalif and shinim marim. Okay. I got to run to the airport. I got to go. So at least we made a haskalah. Okay, Bili Nether. I'll be back for sure on Tuesday morning. Bili Nether. I'm coming back Monday night. And I'll see if it's possible to arrange to give a shiur by video conferencing. So I'll be happy to do that too. But I'll have to find out when I get there. Okay. Have you explained what?